Glano is only one of two prisons in Timor-Leste, which is located in Southeast Asia. The country, which has a total population of just over 1 million, has a prison population of approximately 280 people. The majority of Glano Prison's 33 inmates voted in the March 17th presidential elections. AJ was among those who exercised that right.
I gave my vote to serve as an example to the people of Timor-Leste to follow my participation in the election.
Both inmates, who cannot be identified, and guards at Glano Prison cast votes on Saturday. They were able to participate thanks to mobile polling stations located inside the facility. Cristiano Salsinha is the Glano Prison director.
A citizen needs first an electoral ID card, a national registration to participate in the election. There are 33 prisoners here in Glano, but only 29 voted because the others do not have the necessary ID.
At Glano Prison, classrooms were transformed into voting centers overseen by supervisors and monitored by the Timorese authorities, electoral observers, and the United Nations. Carolyn Tana is a human rights officer with the UN mission in the country, known as UNMIT.
The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights guarantees that every citizen should have the right to vote. And there are some limits to when you can vote and when you can take away the right to vote. And when Timor decided to give the right to all prisoners to vote as well, it was a really progressive move because it is a controversial topic in some countries.
Later this year, the people of Timor-Leste returned to the polls for legislative elections. The country also marks its 10th anniversary of independence in May. And after 6 years in the country, UNMIT, the UN mission in Timor-Leste, will wind down its activities at the end of the year. For United Nations Radio, I'm Deanne Penn.